WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm going to break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We get to talk professional wrestling and sports entertainment. We got a PLE to talk about WWE Clash in Paris, which is this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. On the Peacock for the final time before it moves to ESPN, then we all kind of have to figure out things from there. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Let's Work on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live, because tonight is is also a hashtag ad night, because now we're going to see, as we talk all night long, talk wrestling and stuff, we're going to be playing Match Masters, which is a fun mobile game that you can download right now just by clicking the pin link in the pin message at the top of the screen. You can do !Masters or click the panel down below. We played this game before. You're going to see a bunch of it here as we play it here tonight on stream as we talk all about WWE Clash in Paris. But the game is fun. It's entertaining. You get new PvP or multiplayer action. There's a new story mode in the game that we're going to show you as we go tonight. And it's all a bunch of puzzle games where you got to match three combinations, 3, 4, and 5 in a row, bonus points, etc. So we're gonna play some Match Masters. We're gonna talk some professional wrestling and sports entertainment tonight. It's gonna be a fun time had by all.
It is, but I say we don't waste any time. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and here we are.
And here we are. So let's jump right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And we have NXT events that have been announced, y'all. So the No Mercy PLE from the FTL War Memorial in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, will be on September 27th. So, you know, tickets are already available now, I'm sure, because it's August 28th, so it's a month out. And then Halloween Havoc, Bring Back the Pumpkin, from the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Arizona, will be on October 25th. And then last but not least, NXT Homecoming on CW, where they are returning to Full Sail, which is pretty cool, will be on September 16th.
Yeah, it's all pretty cool that we're going to talk about AEW finally announcing some events as well. Everyone's finally like, hey, it's the fall. We might as well get word out. We're doing some things. But yeah, this is more in lines with the announcement of them moving to ESPN with the main roster PLEs. So we're kind of getting in line with, hey, we're going to do No Mercy and we're going to do Halloween Havoc as a PLE this year, not a TV event. So we're kind of just kind of getting some stuff out there because we got the, as we talked about last week, they have the contract to, what is it, March of next year for PLEs?
I think so, yeah.
And it's cool. They're going back to Full Sail. I'm surprised, but also not surprised because usually in September they kind of close the PC for a week or two to kind of give everything a break and a makeover and just sort of refresh and touch things up.
A good cleaning.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes. It's usually how it happens in September. So then moving to Full Sail for a week, not as surprising, but it'll be cool, like nostalgia. Hey, we're back at the Full Sail University where NXT kind of made its fame and fortune. So that should be a fun one. I assume there'll probably be some black and gold surprises on that show of returning faces.
I would suspect so. Yeah, since it's called Homecoming, I imagine we'll see some faces from the past. Now, will Wumbo Dallas let be chased by security through there?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Just subscribed for 44 months. How do you organize a birthday party in space? You plan it.
Thank you, Jersey. Thank you, Jersey, for 44 months, and also happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
But yeah, so big things happening for NXT, as we're about to talk about here.
Yeah, so get your tickets now, because they're probably all on sale. WWE Speed Championships will be moving to NXT TV, and will feature on all brands, including TNA and AAA, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're starting with the Women's Speed Championship Tournament coming. So it's still the same format like they were doing on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter X, where it's 3-minute matches and they have a tournament all month long, and then the winner challenges the champion. So that's going to be the format on TV. It gives them a place to hold the content for now until they make another deal to put it out there on social media like they had before, which was doing well, but that's just the contract with Twitter ran out, so they decided to move it back to television because everyone's asking what are you doing with the Speed Championships. We're just gonna bring it on to TV. So now we got the answer.
Yeah, they gotta figure it out, y'all. They gotta figure it out. So that's good. That's awesome. We have, everyone, the Horror of the Wyatt Six food and drink menu. If you're not aware, Halloween Horror Nights for Universal Studios is going to feature the Wyatt Six this year. There is an interactive experience. There's food, there's drinks, there's all kinds of stuff. There is a Firefly Funhouse stand where this food will originate. So if you are planning to go to that, definitely go check it out. But here's the menu, and it sounds really good. Although I will admit, she pricey, y'all. She pricey. So Huskus's Muscle Man Slop for $14.99. You get a beef sloppy joe with jalapeno bacon, Lay's dill pickle flavored potato chips, and cheese sauce on a chocolate almond bun.
Interesting.
They lost me at the pickle chips. I'm not going to lie. Like, pickle chips, no. Ew. Everything else sounds really good. The Ramblin' Rabbit Fried Carrot Cake for $8.99. Crispy carrot cake with white icing and torn Ramblin' Rabbit cotton candy. That's always a winner.
That's clever.
Light the Way for 18... Huh?
So that's clever.
It is. Light the Way for $18. Firefly White Lightning Moonshine. Firefly Peach Moonshine. Subswappa. Blue Curacao syrup, simple syrup, and Seagram's tonic water in a souvenir cup.
All right, then.
I feel like the line, like the name of this is apt. Like, you would get absolutely lit off of that. And I would hope so for $18, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to drink too many of those to
to be good. But for those of you who do not consume alcohol, or if you are of not legal consenting age to consume alcohol, they do have a mocktail for you. It's the Let Me In mocktail for $9. It's lemon juice, peach puree, simple syrup, and lavender syrup garnished with a dragon fruit syrup float.
Interesting.
Sounds yummy. I wouldn't mind trying that. And then we have a cursed cranberry vodka spritz for $14.75. That's always a winner. You know, cranberry and vodka, you know, it's classic. And spread. And then you have the Tripping Animals Brewing Company Fresh Fang Sour Ale for $14.
All right, then. Also, I learned today that there's a unreleased version of the Code Red Orange Bray Wyatt theme that's going to be part of it. Something unearthed.
Oh, that's cool.
That we've never heard before, so it's exclusive to the theme park.
Oh no, who went through whose hard drive? Oh no. Who went through whose hard drive there? We'll see. We'll find out. But in other news, Seth Rollins will be joining NFL Network's Good Morning Football program and the GMFB Overtime Show as a guest host for the 2025-2026 NFL season.
So basically what this means is basically he has an entire season to go on the NFL Network while it exists in its current form to be sad every single week about the Bears.
I was going to say, do we get to watch his hope die live in real time, like from a week to week?
You're going to see him having to react to a horrible and heartbreaking Bears loss every single week on NFL Network. I would assume he's going to be there midweek for these shows.
Oh, probably, yeah.
He'll probably be dressed in his interesting outfits as well, yeah.
I just wonder if they keep those or if they rent them. I know they work with a stylist, but I don't know if, like, they're just, like, wearing them one time, or if some of those are their clothes and some of those are, like, borrowed and then they get them back at the end. Because I imagine, like, the really, like, crazy jackets and stuff that he has and some of the stuff Becky has, I'm sure those are rented. Or borrowed, like, because otherwise they would have to have one of the most insane closets I think I've ever seen.
I don't know where you store all of it. Yeah, you would have, but they have multiple homes, so you can probably store it in places. So,
do they have a house that's just a closet? Maybe that's it.
It might be. They might.
I mean, you know, why not? You got to keep your crazy clothes somewhere.
At this point,
moving on to AEW, they're returning to the UK in December, which is a kind of quick turn because they're there right now. Collision from the Utalia Arena in Cardiff, Wales on December 13th, and then Dynamite from Manchester, England on the 17th of December.
Yeah, it's the first time they're doing it twice in a year, so that hopefully it's a strong turnout for them. It was a strong turnout when they were there for Forbidden Door. They set a record for the O2 for a wrestling crowd. So hopefully it all goes well.
Let's cross our fingers. And on top of that, Grand Slam in Australia will be on February 15th from the Qantas Bank Arena, and a special AEW House Rules will be on February 16th from Brisbane's Entertainment Center.
Yeah, they're doing a house show in Australia. So
why not?
I mean, while you're there, you might as well get as many things in as you possibly can. So yeah, they're returning to Australia because it worked out well last time they went, and now they're gonna go back, and we'll see where it goes from there. But it seems like they had success. And no, I'm not going to any of the shows in AEW shows. I haven't been to a wrestling show in 23 years, so I don't go anywhere.
There you go. Big congratulations to Taz. He's to be inducted this Saturday into the 2300 Arena Hall of Fame. So good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah, they surprised him last night after the tapings at the ECW or 2300 Arena. And he's going into their Hall of Fame on Saturday. So that's cool.
So good for him. Yeah, well-deserved, well-earned. And speaking of well-deserved, Jim Ross has signed one-year deal with AEW. So he's sticking around for a little bit longer.
Yeah, he got another one-year contract, limited dates, but he'll probably announce some of the bigger shows. So, congrats.
Yeah, good for him. Things are on the up and up, hopefully. They especially with his health, because I know he's had, like...
He's had everything go wrong.
Like, that poor man.
Yeah.
Like,
he's been through it. He's had a rough few years, but he's still doing his thing, so here we are.
That's cool, Jersey. Hope you have fun. Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So AEW is going to have an interesting time because, Swerve Strickland is going to be out with a meniscus.
# blame Brent.
So he's been working on it for years. Then even back to his WWE days. He's finally getting it repaired. Which I think he got repaired yesterday or today. So Swerve should be out of probably a couple of months.
Can we normalize wrestlers taking care of themselves? I'm not trying to be judgmental. I hear stuff like that where it's like, oh, I've been working on an injured for years. It's like, dude, it's not good. It's not good for you, you know? And I think, isn't AEW losing Osprey as well? Isn't he going out with a neck?
He'll be out with a neck, but they haven't officially said he's out yet with the neck or what. He hasn't done anything for the neck, so we can't actually blame Brent yet until, you know.
The preemptive.
It's a preemptive. It's coming at some point. We're teasing you with it. Yeah.
Whenever they decide to. So we'll see how they get along without Osprey and without Swerve for the next few months as both of them take good care of themselves and recover.
Hey, right? Hook's back. Hook's back. So, you know, everything's fine.
It's fine. It's great. Everything's great. It's fine.
He'll take and Darby's getting tossed around. It's fine.
Let's go to break. When we come back, we are going to be previewing WWE Clash in Paris, which is this weekend live from Paris, France. Not Kentucky. France, y'all. France, okay? So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the right way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back with our Clash in Paris preview.
It is our Clash in Paris preview, presented by Matchmasters. Click the link at the top of chat or in the, you know, below the screen in the little banner there, or do exclamation point masters in chat. Click the link, download Matchmasters today, play it on your favorite mobile device, whether it's Apple or Android. It's a new way to play match 3 puzzle games. It's multiplayer action. There's story mode, which we're getting close to unlocking and showing you on stream. There are awesome power-ups and so much more. Tournaments, compete against your friends, all that fun stuff. So check it out, Matchmasters, today!
So just for the formalities, it will be on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, but check your local listings and availability for when you'll be able to watch it, depending on time zones and whatnot. We're not doing the math here. It will be the final event on Peacock here in the United States before they shipped over to the ESPN service. And as Rock mentioned at the top of the show, that's going to be interesting because I haven't seen hide nor hair of anything on that in terms of being able to subscribe.
It's $30 a month for that service. So people are kind of, it's not going as well. The launch, they're going to have to figure some things out. I think they need to make some deals. And get people interested in the service. But it's a soft launch at the moment. It's like they're promoting it, but there really hasn't been anything to drive you to the service just yet.
Well, and plus two, it's kind of one of those things where, at least from my end of things, like, number one, it's another streaming service. It's $30 a month. I don't necessarily want to add another streaming service, especially since with WWE and Peacock, I get Peacock through my cable plan for free.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to pay anything for it because I have the service level that allows me to get it for free. So, like, that's a hard sell for $30 a month just to get WWE pay-per-views. Like, I think it's something, especially if you have, like, a Disney Plus subscription, they could roll it into that.
There is a bundle where it features Hulu, Disney Plus, and the new ESPN service for the $30. You can bundle it
that
way.
I need to check that. I need to check it then because I might have it because I have the bundle.
No, it's a new bundle. It's a different bundle than what you currently have. You would have the old ESPN Plus one. But for the first year, it's like $30 where you can get the new ESPN Unlimited, Hulu, and Disney Plus. It's a new bundle you would have to create.
Yeah. I'll have to check it and see, but I feel like it's like you should have made the deal with like cable providers, or you should have done more through Disney Plus, or you should have made it a little bit more enticing. And I understand that at some point there will be plenty of live sports on there and it won't be necessarily as much of an issue for people who are super into live sports. But $30 a month for WWE pay-per-views when you've paid, or a lot of us have paid, like, what, $9.99 a year for the WWE Network.
$9.99 a month.
And then it went to a month, excuse me, $9.99 a month. And then for Peacock, which was originally free. And then for some people, depending on what your tier was, I think it was like at most $20. And now, right. Now you're talking about $30 a month for pay-per-view.
It's going back in time.
In this economy?
In this day and age, in the year 2025.
I don't know, man. That's a bit pricey. It's a bit steep. Just pointing it out there. Guys, kind of like ticket prices. WWE ticket prices are just a touch expensive.
That's just a little bit.
I understand what they're trying to do with it. Like, I get they're trying to pay off company debt, but yeah, y'all may want to, I don't know, take a look at that. Like, mm-hmm. Just a little bit, because that's a nice to have. That's not a need to have.
And that's why it's mainly for people who've cut ESPN out of their current. When they cut cable to get it, that's why it's pricey. So it's like, okay, I get that. But as cable subscribers who are paying for it currently,
yeah,
through the service, you would like access to it. Hopefully they work things out with all the cable providers, which I think after feedback, they probably are working on it.
I would say so, yeah, because again, that's just a really hard sell because that's the crux of it. It's a nice to have. It's a luxury to have.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't have to have it, right? Like, that's the whole thing. And that's not even saying as a wrestling fan, but just in general, like, all of these services like Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and everything like that, they're luxuries. And the more expensive they get, it's kind of like, you know what? And maybe that's the point to push people back to regular cable, but it's like, I don't necessarily need all this because we've talked about this on the show before, where it's like you have services like Prime, for example, that are getting into streaming, and Prime and YouTube and Hulu before they're shutting it down. But Hulu has live TV, YouTube has live TV, and Amazon has live TV, including local. Like, I don't need to have your service to necessarily see everything that I want to see. So hopefully they work it out with the cable providers, or they work it out with the streaming services where it's like, hey, let's like do a bundle, or let's work out a deal, or let's do something, because I can see why it's not going well. I can see why they're kind of struggling, or they have to drop the price on it. That's the only other option. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but you got to bring the price down, like $30 for one app, or $30 for three apps. And it won't even be three, I think, by the end of this year, because Disney is discontinuing Hulu and they're absorbing it into something else.
They're discontinuing the Hulu app. I think the service is separate still.
No, it's separate for right now. But I think from what I remember reading, eventually it's all going to be like Disney. The Disney Plus app and the Hulu app are essentially merging, and they're going to make it one. That's why everybody was like, call it Dululu. Was because it's going to be like essentially two in one. Yeah, they're just combining the apps, but like the still $30 for essentially two apps. I don't know. That's just a bit much, because the only reason I have like those apps is because other people in my family use them, and they're cutting back on stream sharing. So it's like, I don't even know if I need to keep it anymore, you know?
Why you look for Black Friday deals?
Right? Right? Maybe that's well, no, I can't, because we have PLEs between now and Black Friday, but we'll see. Or at least do like a promotional thing. Like, you get the first year for $15, or you get the first 6 months for $15, and then it goes up to like 30 after that, you know? Like, you do something promotional to entice people. Like, just doing the really hard, this is what it costs, is kind of surprising.
They'll figure it out.
But anyway, here to talk about that or bitch about pricing. We're here to talk about Clash in Paris, which, like I said, is on Sunday, August 31st. Can I just say I don't like the art for this event?
No? Why not?
I don't like that they've used Van Gogh's Starry Night for it. I don't like it. There's just something about it that bothers me. Like, I understand you're trying to invoke Paris. I think there are plenty of other ways to invoke Paris without using Starry Night. That's just me. Like, it almost feels a little AI generated.
I mean, it's 2025, so
that is the buzzword of this year, is AI, so who knows? But not a fan of the arts. But we have a event that we have to discuss. There are five matches on this card. One of them changed because, well, happy tidings and pregnancy and everything, which is totally fine. But a little sad that Stephanie Vaquer will not be on the card and she will not be getting her shot. And here we are. So let's start with Becky Lynch, who is your women's Intercontinental Champion, taking on Nikki Bella.
I think this is going to be good.
I don't know.
Becky's had a lot of strong matches lately. She's done a good job of putting together good matches. I think Nikki will come to work, and I think they will play to her strengths. I don't think they don't have to do anything crazy. But if you can get through a simple match with a hot crowd in that stadium, I think you'll be okay. Nikki seems like she's come to work this run. She looks like she's ready to kind of finish her story, as it were. So I think it'll be better than people have hopes for. That's my take.
I think I will agree that Nikki will come to work. I think it's the question of where Nikki's at in terms of working. Like, we've seen her put out a couple times. Like, we've seen her, you know, in the Battle Royale. We've seen her in a couple tags. And she's fine. She's perfectly fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with her. It's just, I know Becky's level and I know Nikki's level, and I don't think it's equal.
That's fair.
And that's not to insult either person. It's just Becky, I think, is on a little bit higher level than Nikki. And that's perfectly okay, because I think, in as you mentioned, Becky can carry this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's ultimately going to happen. I think Nikki will do her fair share of the work, but I think in terms of, like, putting together a solid match and, you know, making it look decent, I think Becky's going to do a little bit more of the heavy lifting on that one, especially because she's playing up kind of the, like, they're both kind of playing off each other, and Becky's sort of still playing that heel role just a little bit, and Nikki's kind of sort of starting to turn heel a little bit. She's starting to get a little nasty, but we'll see. I think the only thing that really concerns me was there was a confrontation, and it was either this week or it was last week on Raw, where the two of them were throwing hands at each other, and Nikki was just, like, a little bit messy with it. And that could have just been the circumstances, but it's kind of like, ooh, I don't know about this. So we'll see. It will still be good. It will still be entertaining. The crowd will still be hot for it. I kind of hope this doesn't open. And that's, again, not as an insult. I just think there's some stronger potential openers on this card, but what do you think?
I don't think it.
You don't think so?
I don't think it opens. I don't think it's the opener. I think it'll be the third match on the show. But I have
That's
Becky.
Fair.
I have Becky retaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that. I think Becky retains.
Would you like to control the eight ball?
I was gonna say, do I get to drive the eight ball?
You get to do the eight ball if you want.
Yes, eight ball. Wait, is it eight spelled out or eight? I don't remember.
Eight. Exclamation point eight. No, the number eight and ball. You didn't ask the question. You got to ask the question before you did it.
I was testing. Let me test.
All right, test it
out. As you PvP somebody. All right. Magic eight ball, because we are now through the cooldown. Nikki, don't count on it.
Wheel, Nikki.
Okay, all right. The wheel is backing one, Nikki Bella. Up next, we have Roman Reigns taking on Bronson Reed with Paul Heyman and his Shulafala. The question is, will Bronson continue collecting Roman's shoes, or will Roman get his shoes back?
The big statement here would be a Bronson Reed win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It would do something. It would be monumental for him to kind of get a win over Roman Reigns, especially because Roman's going to be gone for a month to film Street Fighter in Australia, because Cody's there right now. I hope it's a good match. I'm curious to see how their styles clash and work and mix together. Bronson winning would be huge coming out of it. I don't think he wins, though.
I don't know. I really don't know, because you have essentially Roman's backup in Punk and Jay in a later match. And so they won't be there to necessarily, and LA Knight to an extent as well. So they won't necessarily be there to help Roman against Bronson and what I'm assuming will be Bron Breakker if he shows up. I'm a little surprised this did not get some kind of stipulation on it. Like, I am slightly shocked that it's not, that it's just a singles match, that they didn't do like a no holds barred, or they didn't put a little smoke and mirrors on it. Just because I feel like this will be very physical between Bronson and Roman. Almost combine the names there for a second. Like, I feel like it's going to be very physical, because that's just Bronson's style. Yeah. Like, I think it's going to be better than we expect. Will it be a 5-star classic? I don't think so. But I think we're going to be surprised by this in a pleasant way on Sunday. I think it does a lot for Bronson to beat Roman, especially if he's going away to shoot the movie. It makes sense. You have Bronson Reed win kind of in a decisive fashion. Or maybe he cheats to pull it out, and then you have him kind of do the splashes to sort of send Roman packing and get rid of Roman and kind of maybe make a statement and send a message, especially to Punk and Jay and Knight, who are later in the show. And you have them kind of watch that.
Yeah, I can see that. You want to build the group further. You make the entire group look strong. Yeah, I get that. I just...
It's Roman.
It's Roman wins. It's Roman. It's the Roman Reigns factor, because to circle it all back, Roman's lost a lot lately. He's lost his title. He's lost in Rumble. He's lost in WrestleMania. He's more on a losing streak than a winning streak currently. So I think they kind of want to rebalance that out. I'm going Roman win.
I'm going with Bronson.
Okay. What about the eight ball?
Eight ball. Roman? No.
Wheel says... Wrestler one, who is?
Roman. So the inanimate objects are split.
As they should be.
As they should be. All right. Up next, we have, in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, which this is what I expect to open, Sheamus versus Rusev.
Also, I think Roman opens the show.
It's entirely possible.
We're seeing it. We're the Cena match. There's going to be... This is why there's no smoke and mirrors in the other matches. They're just going to beat the crap out of each other. To Donnybrook. You're going to have all types of gimmick weapons, very themed, and it's going to be a fun match. Rusev's going to win, because Rusev should win to establish him, since this would be his first PLE match since returning to WWE. Yeah, I have Rusev going over on this one.
I'm going to second that. I feel like this is going to be exceptionally physical. They're going to beat the high holy hell out of each other, which is totally fine. I wouldn't expect anything less from these two. I don't know if this is quite the confusion or conclusion for the show or for the feud. I can talk, I swear to God.
No, it is because they said it is. It's the last time they fight for this.
Right, sure. Well, until they fight again.
Until they fight again, but this current rivalry comes to a head in the Donnybrook.
We're all going to cross our fingers on that. I say Rusev wins just because I think you need to continue to build Rusev. That's not any offense to Sheamus, but Rusev has just returned. You're trying to clearly do something with him. It doesn't make sense to have Sheamus get the win here, especially since you can revisit it at some point later down the line and have Sheamus and Rusev fight again. But the intent is very clear here, is to make Rusev into something. So going with Rusev.
8-ball?
Rusev? Most likely.
Wheel? Wrestler 1.
Sheamus.
All right, what's next?
Alrighty. Up next, we have Seth Rollins defending his World Heavyweight Championship against CM Punk, Jey Uso, and LA Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, they could do chaos in this and it would be hilarious.
Monday we had Jey Uso stand tall. He super kicks CM Punk, kind of putting it the whole every man for themselves mentality. They could do something to shake things up. Rollins just got the belt at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I think if he loses the belt, he loses it if he has to defend it next month at WrestlePalooza against Punk. One-on-one. I think that's what this all boils down to. I think LA Knight, maybe LA Knight and Punk, Punk cancel each other out. Rollins kind of sneaks in a win, like by throwing one of them out of the ring. Probably throws Punk out of the ring after he hits the GTS on somebody, and kind of steals it in Punk fashion, or in Rollins fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be really good. This should be your main event. Yeah, it should be a good one. But I have Rollins retaining.
Okay. I'm going to second this is going to be really good. I don't see a reason why it wouldn't be, given the caliber of talent in this match. And I will second that, yes, it should be the main event. One, because it is for the title. But two, just based on who you have in here, no offense to John Cena or Logan Paul, it should be your main and you should close the show with this. I'm going to second that Rollins should keep the title. He won't keep it by clean means at all, because that's not who he is right now. So it won't be clean win. It won't be an honorable win. But he will find a way to sneak it out. He will find a way to retain that title. And he will find a way to escape these three men that are vying for it. And I think what we'll get is a setup for further down the line for all three to challenge Rollins at some point individually. Like, this is to set up future stuff, especially leading into WrestleMania season and the end of the year. So I'm going with Seth Rollins. And hey, you unlocked a little dragon.
I'm going Seth Rollins. April.
All right, 8-ball. Seth Rollins? Ooh, it is decidedly so.
Wheel? It was so close to doing Wrestler 3, but Wrestler 1.
Seth, oh God, we're all in agreement. We're doomed. Sorry, Seth. Sorry. And speaking of John Cena and Logan Paul, that is our final match. This will be, I believe, John Cena's last appearance as an active wrestler in Perry. This is a regular singles match, and we do have babyface John Cena back, taking on Logan Paul.
I liked what they did on SmackDown. They reshot this angle. So Cena just laid into Logan Paul verbally on SmackDown. He kind of cooked him, as they say. And then they did this angle after with Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. It's like, he was hyping him up to go, you know, basically attack John Cena. So at the end of the show, they have an angle where Cena's leaving his locker room, and then Nick Aldis comes up to John Cena. He's like, I heard from Brock. I just got off the phone with Brock. And then Logan Paul just knocks out John Cena. from the side is what they aired live on Netflix, on the Netflix version. But then they reshot, like, because he came at him from the side and knocked him out and left him laying. But they reshot it for USA Network. And they did it the different way, where Logan pushes all this aside and just sucker punch and nails John Cena right in the face with a big sucker punch. Like, you see it from your, like, the camera is, like, on the back facing Nick Aldis, and he just pushes him aside and just knocks out John Cena. It was a great, great camera shot. I'm glad they redid it and shot it like that one. It's John Cena's last time in Paris. He's a babyface now. He's going to hit his five moves of doom, brother, and get the win because he's John Cena. Now you're just on the John Cena, let's celebrate John Cena tour. You had heel John Cena. It worked. It didn't work. And now we're just babyface John Cena. Logan Paul doesn't need to beat John Cena. John Cena's on his way out. Let John Cena win. It'll be fun for the crowd. That's what they want. They want John Cena winning on his way out. So I'm going to go with John Cena getting the dub.
I'm going to agree with all of that. I honestly don't see a reason to give Logan Paul the win, especially since he just got the big one over Orton and Jelly Roll. Like, he and McIntyre, that I think that was sufficient. So unless you have, like, shenanigans in this match and somehow do a not so clean finish to have John Cena lose, especially since you turned him back babyface, like Rock said, the people are there to see Cena. They're there to send him off. There's no reason to have him lose at this stage because you just literally had him lose the title not that long ago. So yeah, I would say LOL, Cena wins.
And that's how it should be on this last go, depending on the opponent. It's Logan Paul. He can beat Logan Paul.
I kind of, like, I'm okay with the fact that Cody beat Cena for the title. That's fine. But, like, I kind of wish they had built up that loss a little bit more. I understand it's not entirely realistic to have him go for an entire year and not lose. Like, I understand that and I respect that. But at the same time, I kind of wish they had, like, built that up a little bit more and given that to someone else just to put them over, like, just to give that rub on the way out. And that's not to say that he won't do that, right? Like, at some point, Cena will give people somebody that rub. But still, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but again, the heel turn out as planned because other factors didn't get back involved. So they had a course correct. So here we are.
And that's fine. Like, I think, I'm going to be really honest. They tried something with John Cena. It half worked and it half didn't work. I think there were aspects of that heel turn that were exceptionally successful. I think there were aspects of it that were entirely unsuccessful. But I applaud Cena and WWE for trying it.
Yeah.
And what's good is that they recognized that it wasn't working and they corrected. And they didn't make Cena stick to it to the end.
Agreed. So what does the 8-Ball have to say?
8-Ball. Logan Paul? Ew.
Wheel. Wrestler 1.
John Cena.
There you go. This preview is presented by Matchmasters. Chat, go download the game today. Click the link that is pinned at the top of chat or the panel down below. Play Matchmasters right now. It's a new way to play a match 3 puzzle game as we've been playing all night. It has PvP multiplayer action, awesome power-ups, a new story mode, compete against your friends, collect stickers, play in tournaments and events. Go download it for your Android or Apple today just by clicking the link that's pinned in top of chat. You can do !Masters or click the panel down below and have some fun playing Matchmasters today.
Ding! But that does it for our show, so you've got other stuff to plug, so plug away.
Yeah, we'll be back at it this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, with our NFL preview show on CB Radio. That's Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Sunday. It's WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio. They're going to be the ones reviewing Clash in Paris. And then we're off for a week. There is no post show on Monday because they'll be live in Paris at 2 p.m. And I'm not doing a show at 5 p.m. on Monday. Sorry. And because of Lindsay being out of town, there will be no episode of The Rack next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. So we'll be back in 2 weeks for a new episode of The Rack. So we will not be reviewing Clash in Paris on this show. So check out Sunday's Russell Talk Radio for the full review of Clash in Paris.
Sorry, guys. Duty calls.
That's just how things kind of go. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch accounts. Call Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Also, if we were live next week, it would have been on a Wednesday. Because me and Brent are watching football on Thursday.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
Yeah, there's a whole story, a whole progression that happened.
We moved the show, and that we originally moved the show a day, and then Lindsay's going out of town. So it all changed. It's fine. It's whatever. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms wherever you get your podcast. Just search the Rack Radio Show. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. September, I think, is starting tomorrow, so subs will be discounted. All that fun, happy stuff. You can also use Curry Code Rocksack or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Power Rangers, Battle Passes, all the things, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. There is a Genshin event tomorrow. I'm probably not streaming it, but I may react to it. Who knows? But there is a Genshin event because Nodcry is coming, guys, in like a week. I could go out of town and I get back and Nodcry will be here. Yay. But you can follow me twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0. And for the record, the progression of that was like, Rock was like, hey, let's move it to Wednesday. And I was like, sure. Yeah. Because, you know, nothing's going to happen. I'm cool for that date. And then like, what? 24 hours later, not even. I was like, hey, so about that.
It goes back even further. Brent mentioned it and said, hey, you should probably do this.
It's all Brent's fault.
He started the idea of moving the show.
Because Rock was like, hey, Brent and I want to watch football. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, yeah, it all went to hell from there. So no show next week. Sorry. Check out WTR on Sunday for Clash in Paris. But yeah. While you're checking out things and you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can check out Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like and subscribe and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Two. Count them. Two. So till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.